It's about 5 to 5 on the 10th of August. Still my first day with Vance. And I've just had a slightly scary lesson in taking the instructions seriously and being very careful in what I do. In order to walk Vance, as he's a big strong dog, you use what they call a gentle leader, which goes over his nose and then clips around behind his head. And I had some difficulty putting it on when I first tried, but they suggested that I practice a few more times in the room when they'd gone. And it took me a few goes at doing it, and then when I thought I had done it, suddenly realised that he was sort of fighting to get it off, which seemed unusual because Delia had said that he's quite happy with it, and it seems as though I'd actually got it in his mouth rather than over his nose, and he was fighting to bite it through. I imagine it was very uncomfortable, the back of his throat, which is quite scary. He could have choked or something, and he managed to bite through it very quickly, thankfully, but I've been left a little bit shocked, and I hope he forgives me for it. He's not very happy now, whining and panting, but it's quite scary. It's difficult to know what to do, really, when that kind of thing happens. But we're meant to be meeting up in 5 minutes' time, so hopefully we'll be able to get some advice. Okay. It's about 11:20 on at the end of my first day of guide dog training. I'm sitting in my room. I have a very tired, restless dog sitting next to me here. He's on the floor, I'm sitting on the bed. And I think it's been a challenging day for both of us. Started the day with hopes, obviously, for what would happen on this course, but without really knowing what might happen. Obviously, having met Vance before, I had some idea of what he'd be like, although I saw him on a very good day, when he was quite happy to be with Delia, the guide dog's mobility instructor, and when he seemed pretty content. For me, it's been at times quite challenging. I think it certainly challenged my view of what this was going to be like. I think perhaps I was a little bit naive about how difficult things might be, particularly at first getting to know the dog, him getting to know me. Obviously this is exacerbated by the fact that he's a German Shepherd, that he forms very loyal bonds and he's very, very attached to the people he knows, and this is all very confusing and upsetting for him. And he's been pacing the room and barking at times. He pulled the counterpane off the end of my bed at one point and was playing with that on the floor, and that was despite having a what they call a benching lead attached to him, which basically keeps him at one end of the room. And then later on came back to the room to find that he'd actually managed to move the whole mattress a good couple of feet off the at one end of the bed off the end of it, and pulled my whole quilt and sheet onto the floor and chewed a fair bit of it. And at times he can be quite relaxed, whilst at others he pants quite loudly, as he's doing now. It's not helped by the fact that the room is very, very hot. I've got 2 fans in here. You can hear one behind me. I've switched off the other so that you're able to hear what I'm saying. We've got windows open. I'll open another window once I've got the benching chain back on him again so that he can't leap out of it or anything. There was a pretty bad moment where when I was putting the, I think they call it a gentle leader, on him, which is basically a type of lead that goes up over his nose and round the back of his head, and it, when he, if he pulls too hard on it, it pulls down on his nose, and is meant to make him more responsive, I think, to keep him calm. But when practicing putting it on, I accidentally got it in his mouth rather than over the top, and he managed to chew it in half, which was worrying at the time, thinking of it being at the back of his mouth, and he was a little bit upset about it. So looking back on the day, it's been really rather mixed. I entered into it, I suppose, thinking that this would be relatively easy. I go on lots of courses and things for work, but this really is a life-changing thing, and I suppose I can't expect it to work overnight. It needs to be built up slowly and build my relationship with Vance. Hopefully it will work, and hopefully he will come round and learn to, or even enjoy being with me. But at the moment it's quite difficult to see that. It's not easy when in the room he's pacing up and down and not desperately interested in coming to see me, although at times he will come, and he gave both my arms a good licking earlier on, but then got quite frustrated and was barking, and he's very much up and down. Delia and Emma saying that this is really out of character, that they haven't known him to be like this at all, and that it is probably just the combination of the fact that he's out of his normal territory, out of what he knows, out of his comfort zone, and also that the room is a little bit uncomfortable in terms of the heat, although the hotel staff are trying to make it as comfortable as possible with fans and trying to get the windows open. So tomorrow, I gather, I'm going to be doing some obedience work, and more spending. I've already taken him out to the toilet, I think, 4 times now. It's getting a little easier each time. It's quite different doing it in the dark than it is in the light, that's for sure. But hopefully we're getting there. We'll just see what tomorrow brings, but it really is a very, very tired Robert, and I think probably a tired Vance. He's lying by the door at the moment. I have to see if I can actually get him into his bed in a moment. He's panting slowly. He's calming down, aren't you, Vance? He's lovely, though. Vegan soft. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Good night.